This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Redeem your Harry's trial set at harrys.com/cag. Bruises on both my knees, feel don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CagCast episode number 607. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who has also been banned in China, Wombat.
I mean, it's not true. Maybe.
You're not banned.
Yeah, exactly. At least not yet. Maybe by the end of this episode.
Could happen.
Yep, are you and Chipwreck gonna duck under the desk when I
when you start talking about free Hong Kong?
Exactly. Yes.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm sure it'll come up later. Happy Yom Kippur, although that's not really what you say.
Sad Yom Kippur. Pretty sad.
Are you good? We all should be. It's the Day of Atonement.
I'm not really doing much to mark the occasion.
I'm having a Golden Chaos Belgian style ale.
Right. I don't think recording the podcast is on the list of things you're supposed to be doing.
Well, it's fine as long as I'm not eating or drinking. So I can't drink water during this.
Oh, you're fasting again for no reason.
Yeah. Yes. It is well established that I fast every year. I, as you mentioned, there is no reason why I do it other than, I guess, I don't know, sense of self-worth.
Guilt.
Yeah, that too. So here we are.
Right. Hedging your bets.
I can't remember the last time I didn't make it. So.
Didn't hedge your bets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to eat.
Fine.
Well, good luck.
I like eating.
Thanks. You eat. I'll eat, too, at some point tomorrow. You know, it'll just be dark out when I do it.
Right. I need the food as soon as possible.
Yeah. I take the full day off, though. I'm not stupid. I don't go to work.
Ooh.
I don't get up early. Ooh. I try to sleep as late as I can. And I have to take the boy to a birthday party at noon. So, I don't know. It'll work itself
out. No cake for you?
Does he have to fast?
No. You're not supposed to fast, I think, until you're 13.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to have had a bar mitzvah, and that's, you know, because you're technically an adult, a judult, then you're supposed to fast.
But I never read the bar mitzvah part of the Bible.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. Well, it's in there. It's in the first. It's in the first half. So no, he does not need to fast. No one, no child in this house is required to fast, so.
He can have your cake then.
Yes. Well, I don't have to go to the party. It's a drop-off party. He's at that age. So I'm just going to go back to the house and probably, I don't know, lay down and not think about food.
Sounds awesome.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a fun day. Whatever.
I'll be at Orange Theory.
You have fun with that.
I'm trying to win back my heart rate monitor. I lost my heart rate monitor. But if you wear pink on Wednesdays, you can be entered in to win on a heart rate monitor. So my plan is to go every Wednesday and wear the one pink shirt that I have. And I figure I got as good a shot as any.
I can't imagine why. And if you do win, I expect to see like a photo of you with the heart rate monitor. Like, look, I won.
I bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
I already explained it to the coach what my plan was.
Good luck.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else exciting happening?
I don't think so.
Getting fired up for Halloween?
Sure.
I think we're out. I'm officially out of trick-or-treating this year.
What?
I think I've been cut out. No, not by my choice. I think I've been asked to step aside and let the kids go.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happened.
You're going to have to hand out those copies of Destiny in person.
You'll have to be around. Or we'll go out for dinner.
Good luck.
Yep.
I don't have that luxury.
Are you worried this year that you're not going to have any Destinies to hand out and there's going to be people coming to your house expecting video games?
How about Anthems? There's got to be Anthems. Can people send me, should I get a P.O. box and people can mail me their Anthems and then I can give them?
I don't think so.
No?
I feel like it's mean.
It's mean. Why would that be mean to hand out Anthems?
At least Destiny, there's an enjoyment factor there.
How much could Anthem be going for on like Amazon even?
I think it's still, like right now, if it's not on sale, I wouldn't be surprised if it was at least
$30. $12.
Really?
$12.
Yeesh.
That's new or used?
That's new. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
New?
Used is six or seven.
Wow.
That's too expensive for me to buy them and give them out as gifts, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, you could also get full-size candy bars and you'd be the toast of the town.
I appreciate a good joke as much as anybody, but yeah. I can't be.
Look at that, PlayStation 4 Anthem, $11.99.
Are you in?
I technically have it as part of EA Access, so I would not need to buy it, but...
Spend the extra 50 cents and get the Xbox version and we can play there.
I have it on EA Access. We could play it.
But then I just know you're going to give up after 10 hours.
After 10 hours? No, it's
in the library.
It's in the library.
Oh, it's there? It's
yeah, they gave up.
Yeah.
You didn't know that they gave up?
I didn't. Oh. I had not.
Yeah.
Followed.
I think it was only like
full
last
arc of Anthem.
Last month?
It was very recently. Yeah. It was only a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So if you ever want to play Anthem, I'd play that with you. I played a little bit of it.
Sure, we play Anthem sometime. I didn't hate Anthem.
It's a game that I've played.
It looks nice. You get to fly around.
It is a good-looking game. I just don't know what... It doesn't feel like there's much to do, and the weapons kind of suck. So
sounds great.
It's like you're Iron Man.
Trick or treat.
You are Iron Man, but it's not good Iron Man.
Not like those other Iron Man games.
Well, I mean, there's never been a good Iron Man game, which is sort of a weird...
The VR one's coming out.
Reality. Yes.
Are you getting that cheapy?
Oh. It might happen.
I mean, you have a PlayStation VR. Like, if there was going to be a game that you're going to get, it seems like that might be one.
I didn't get the ping pong game.
Yeah, but that's because I don't think that's very good.
It's supposed to be okay, but it's not going to be as good as playing ping pong, so it's just going to annoy me.
So, yeah, that makes sense that you wouldn't get the ping pong, but that's not the conversation at hand.
Right, we're talking about Iron Man.
We're talking about the Iron Man game.
Right.
And unless you've been Iron Man, I don't think you have a similar comparison.
I'm working on it.
It's like, I would get the Iron Man game, but it's not as much fun as actually being Iron Man.
I would get the Iron Man game.
Yes.
It could happen.
I'm excited that they added Ms. Marvel to the... new Avengers game.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting thing I've seen about that game.
So far, yes, it is the most exciting thing. There's part of me that's like worried that they're going to announce that that's like a downloadable content character.
I don't think that's going to happen because they've pretty much gotten good press from that.
I feel like they were literally testing the waters on that. Like, how far can we go?
I don't think so. I think they realize that that's like their ace in the hole. You know,
I don't trust them with this game still. I know that, you know, maybe I'm just neurotic, but that's me, Mr. Neurotic.
Right. Is Spider-Man going to be in that game?
No.
Why not?
The Avengers game?
Can't he?
Because he's got his own game.
It's called
Spider-Man.
It's
called Marvel Spider-Man, exclusive to the PS4.
He can't be in an ensemble game.
Remixed. Soon to be remastered for the PS5.
Right.
How can you really remaster that game? How could that look?
Because you can charge $60 for it again.
Well, right.
With all the DLC.
Sure. That I understand. But
you will feel like you're swinging webs.
From the controller.
Air is going to shoot out of the haptic controller.
Yes, that will be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But... visually, I don't think they can make that game. I don't know what you can really do with it.
I don't know.
Sure. You can remaster it.
I mean,
that's what you got to do, right?
The same.
You just remaster it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yep. You put some, can you just put in some ray tracing? Is that what happens?
A lot of rays. I didn't think I was going to buy a graphics card in the near future, so I haven't ever bothered to look up what ray tracing is. I know that's in the new graphics cards, but feels like fakeness. But I don't know.
I've watched some stuff on it. It looks better.
Right. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's all incremental at this point, ray tracing. Right? Like, we've pretty much been with pretty good graphics for a long while now.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, there's certainly, like, room. Like, you can certainly tell the better games. Than, like, Gears 5 is a better-looking game than most games.
Yep. But it doesn't mean, like, your sort of middle-tier games are going to, like, your, let's say, a game like Greedfall. Is that what that's called? Greedfall?
Greedfall is a game, right. Yes.
Like it has its moments of looking good. Like, I don't think the next gen consoles are going to make a game like that look significantly better.
Probably not.
It's going to need, you know, be like super big budget games. But I think we're getting ahead of ourselves if we're talking about PS5, all the PS5.
It's hard not to get ahead of ourselves.
You excited?
It's big news.
Big.
Sony's making another console.
Yeah, but what are they going to call it?
I've got good news later in the show. I feel
like they
kind
of like peaked when they came up with the name PlayStation 4.
Right.
It's not like you could just, you know, come up with something like that off the top of your head. It takes a think tank of the highest level of people.
There was at least an hour-long meeting scheduled.
Oh, yeah. With different names on a whiteboard.
I'm not sure how much else got on the whiteboard, but yeah, there was at least an hour meeting.
I guarantee you there was someone who went for a strong push on calling it the PlayStation 5, but with a V.
Yeah. Yep. And there were sandwiches there.
Yes, definitely. It was definitely a lunch meeting.
Yeah. Fun, like a fun, like lighthearted meeting because everyone knew they're going to call it PlayStation 5.
They definitely had sandwiches, and it was probably the good sandwiches, and there were probably cans of soda, definitely Diet Coke.
That was the best.
Lots of Diet Coke.
Probably one of the best meetings at PlayStation because there's no stress or anxiety or anything because everybody knew it's going to be PS5.
Except for that one guy who's like, you sure you don't want it to be a V? Maybe we should discuss it.
Yep. Did you see I think it was like the hard drive Twitter account that tweeted out, like, Microsoft stunned Sony by announcing PlayStation 6. Funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. How about some show feedback? If it's funny.
Oh, well, then let's skip it.
No.
Gorgo said, really good episode, guys. I laughed out loud at work a few times listening to it. We got that a lot from people. It's mostly on the social medias that people thought the last episode was very funny. I apologize in advance for this one. Wombat's After the Bread is brilliant. That would be my Patreon show that doesn't exist yet. But I did make a channel, which has nothing on it yet, and I haven't done anything for
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Sounds like people should be signing up right now.
So it's like the beginnings of it is there. Like
I think the endings of it's probably there too.
Right.
There's something.
That's the easy part.
I made
part.
Something.
Making the page is the easy part.
I know, making the content. I understand.
It's everything else.
Yeah.
All the planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, I don't know anybody who's done a Patreon and been successful at it. Do you?
I know of successful Patreons,
right.
But I don't know if I really, like, you know, we can't all be blank check.
Right.
But
I was on an advertising call with them the other day.
I know. And I told you that
he was very excited.
If I was on that call, I would have fainted.
Really?
I don't know. I would have, like, not been able to speak.
Well, there's not a lot of speaking that goes on in these calls.
Good news, you were muted.
No, you're not muted. You have to mute yourself.
If I knew that, you know.
David?
If I knew that David Sims was on the line, I would have been like, what?
It could have been another David associated with the show. Is if you know, like maybe there's like a behind the scenes guy.
No, David? There's the behind the scenes guy in that show is named Ben.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Sorry, I'm allowed to be a fan of other podcasts.
You
stop
are.
Judging me.
All right. Well, get ready for an all new sponsor coming up in a future CatCast episode. Also, probably sponsoring Blank Check.
Yep. Exciting.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
That's that. That's that. On to the next
you
one.
Are correct, sir.
Yes. Dr. Trey has to say, great show as usual, guys. Sorry to hear Wombat having such a rough time. Hopefully he's getting some professional help in addition to trying to make lifestyle changes. I think the world needs him around for much longer than 4 years. Life insurance be damned. Well, I make no promises, but I did make an appointment to see a doctor in a couple of weeks. So we'll see how that goes.
What kind of doctor?
Well, we're going to start with my regular doctor and go from there.
Just like a physical?
Yeah.
Checkup?
Yes. Which so I haven't had in like 2 years.
Okay. So. Good. You need to have that yearly, Wombat.
I know. You sound like my wife.
I don't do that either. I don't go every year because I don't have a doctor.
You should get a doctor.
I know.
Doctors are good. I have one.
You go every year. You turn your head. You cough.
Right. Yeah,
my wife goes
shake
regularly.
Hands. You get out of there.
He's a nice guy. He'll probably yell at me for, you know, being too fat. And, you know, I'll tell him I'm depressed and he'll probably give me drugs and everybody wins. Right? Isn't that how it works?
I like my plan better.
I think you're thinking about Canada.
Yeah, Canada's good too.
Canada, they give you drugs?
They do. Lots of drugs in Canada. Oh. Cheap drugs.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
How about some watch this, bitches? You guys have been watching some stuff, bitches.
I watched some stuff over the weekend. For some reason, my son and I watched a couple of movies on Saturday. We watched, early in the morning, we watched Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Which one is that?
That's the newest one that came out, I guess, a couple of months ago.
That's the one with Ken Watanabe?
Yeah, but I think, well, both of them had Ken Watanabe
okay.
in it.
Who else is in that one?
Ghidorah.
Who?
Mothra?
No,
Rodan.
What are the actors?
That has the guy from Friday Night Lights.
I don't know that.
And Eleven from Stranger Things.
Is Godzilla in this one?
Godzilla is in this one.
Excellent.
And there's a decent amount of Godzilla in this
one. Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's got, well, the last one had very little Godzilla in it.
That's the Brian.
It had his shadow a lot.
A lot of Godzilla shadow, and then at the end, it's like, oh, look, it's Godzilla, and then the credits rolled. So this one has a little bit more of that.
How much time do you have to wait before you see Godzilla?
You see, well, they're smart, and at least they open it with you seeing Godzilla, because it ends, it starts right where the last movie ended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At the end of the movie, no, it's a good movie. It's not bad. It's good.
It's not bad. It's
not bad. It's good.
Another
it's not,
great
bad,
back of the box quote from Wombat.
Back of the box quote.
It's fine.
You know what? Elliot described it as epic, and he could watch the fight scenes 1,000 times. So that is the 8-year-old review.
And 8-year-old is into Godzilla. Got it.
Yes, he does love Godzilla.
Sounds
very much. So there's that. And we also watched, we did a family movie night, and we watched The House with the Clock in Its Walls.
Is that the Jack Black one?
That's the Jack Black, Eli Roth joint. With Kate Blanchett is in that as well.
Is it
She's
not?
She's very good in that movie.
Is it not bad? It's good?
I enjoyed that movie more than I thought I would, because I heard mixed reviews on it. I thought it was very good. I think you would like it. I'm not sure. Does Ty get scared easily? Is he
a big wimp?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's potentially, yes.
I could see you and you watching that. I think it could be a good family movie. If you have kids that like lean towards scary, but I wouldn't consider this a scary movie. It's like scary adjacent.
Right.
Then, you know, like, did he like Goosebumps?
I don't think he's seen it. I haven't seen it.
Emily and Mike Goosebumps. We haven't seen the second one yet.
The second one's not very good. First one's very good.
I'm sure I'll see the second one because it's Halloween month.
Yes, this is a little scarier than Goosebumps, but not much scarier than Goosebumps. I know that doesn't help, but...
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It's probably too scary for Ship's Kids.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Someone's got wimpy kids, it's too scary and it's not for me. Ship, I think. It's probably too scary for my eldest child, but my youngest child is just right for it. So
we've been we just finished the first episode of the Dark Crystal show on Netflix. I don't know what it's called. Dark Crystal something.
Dark Crystal the show.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Like once you get past the fact that it's like awkward puppets, which is hard to get past because it's 2019 and you know, we're used to seeing either computer animation or live action at this point, but the story seems pretty good, and it is a dark story. They tell you right in the title.
Everyone dies.
I think that's where we are. Like that's where Ty's threshold is right now in terms of scariness. Maybe that. I don't know what that's rated. Probably.
I mean, I haven't watched it, but I know that everyone dies because I've seen the movie.
No, it's a prequel.
Yeah, I'm saying I've seen the movie.
Oh.
So since I've seen the movie, I know that everyone in the prequel has to die.
Yeah, but not in the prequel.
They will die in the prequel.
But then, they will? Because the movie starts before that? It takes place with none of these dudes?
Exactly. Oh. No one that you care about in this TV show.
Well, thanks for spoiling it for me. I watched
one episode. The movie. I'm not spoiling the show. Right. I'm spoiling a movie that's 40 years old. Right.
No, it's good. It's good. I recommended it based on this one episode. It's
I'm sure
it seems pretty
creative. I watched the first episode also. It was okay.
Oh, really?
I didn't love it.
It got good at the end, I thought.
All right. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
We watched it in two parts.
I'm not going to fight with you. I've been watching Big Mouth also. That's been my train show.
Right.
That show is so inappropriate to watch in the train, and yet I do it anyway.
Wait, did you watch the Black Mirror episode that I told you to watch?
No, I wanted to finish Big Mouth first.
Can I just tell you what it's about?
I gotta watch the cartoon dicks dance around on the train, and lots of cartoon vaginas.
There's a Black Mirror episode in season 5. The first episode is about a fighting game in VR, but they Black Mirror it up. And it's pretty wild, but I don't want to spoil it, so I won't tell you any more about it. But
did you watch any of I'm Sorry yet?
Yeah, we did. We watched little, but Mrs. Chibi bailed on it.
Wow, she didn't like it.
She laughed in the beginning. The beginning was really funny, and I thought like I had her, but like 10 minutes, she was gone.
It's only 20 minutes long.
I know. I told Can't make her like something.
I don't know. I think if she laughed at the beginning, then you got to at least like give it at least a second episode.
Dude, I'm there right with you. What am I supposed to do about it?
I don't know. Withhold sex.
People like what they'll tell me to. What I tell them to like. Withhold sex. Yeah, that's a good one.
I thought so.
Let's move on to new releases.
Yes.
The newest of releases. Right.
We have new releases this week.
That's
it's back. The game that we played, I don't know, 10 years ago?
It was good. I finished it.
I never played it, so I don't know. I assume you two told me it's good. I should probably play this at some point. Is that, would I like it?
It's, you know, it's a single player Ghostbusters game where you use the the proton packs to catch ghosts, and it's a story, and it's got Bill Murray.
Is it better than the original Ghostbusters game that I had on the Sega Genesis?
On the Master System, you mean?
I had it on the Genesis. Wasn't it on both? Or was it only on the Master System?
There was a Commodore 64 version.
I know that, but if I had it, it would have been Sega Master System or Genesis.
Okay, it did come out on Genesis as well.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
No, it's an $80 game now, I'll bet.
Wow, I should have kept it. No, that's the different one. I'm talking about the older one. I think it was the Sega Master System one. So. Huh, who knew? Because I did have a Sega Master System, but I feel like we've discussed that on the show before.
Right. This is the best Ghostbusters game.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was the Sega Master System one. I'm pretty sure that the Sega Master System one is the best one ever. So you're wrong.
No. This is you're better. Wrong.
Nope.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Nope.
It's got Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's a hack.
Kind of not. I mean, it wasn't. It's not his finest performance. In fact, it's almost. It's like pretty stiff.
Does the game repeat itself over and over again?
No,
because Bill Murray's in it.
No, it's
you
not.
Have to relive the same day.
That's a different game.
As a Ghostbuster,
isn't there an actual Groundhog Day game?
Yeah, it's a VR
yes,
game.
There is. Yeah. We discussed it on the show.
Right.
Before.
I wasn't sure if that was a dream.
We're reliving that conversation.
Right.
Now.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it was a good Ghostbusters game. It's back out, yep. I guess.
All right.
I'm going to do nothing about it.
Right. I can't really imagine. Like, I played it once. I enjoyed it. It's been a decade since that game came out, amazingly enough. Right. And it, in my mind, it looked fantastic at the time.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I filled in all of the pixels in my head.
Yeah, I remember thinking that the graphics were like one of the best parts of the game, for sure. All right, what else we got this week? I see Ghost Recon.
Yeah, we got Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Have you played any of it? Because I know you bought it, Chip.
I bought it. It's still in the wrapper.
Let us know how that is. You're the only one who bought it. I did request it. I got a big old nope.
I've heard very mixed things about it, obviously.
Yeah, reviews
about the microtransactions.
Yeah, well, it's not getting the best press.
How many months did it take him to get the other one? You know,
12?
Yeah, so what are you guys are rushing for? Come on.
I don't know. I think it took, let's see, because that game did. It came out like in a March, and I think we played it in a November. So,
almost.
Yeah, it takes about 9 to 10 months for that game to get good.
Right.
So.
That's their plan. I mean, you know, they're going to ride with this thing out for years. So
I don't know. I mean, Ubisoft hasn't really had the best year maybe. The last two Far Cry games were only okay.
I think they're doing pretty well.
I don't mean as far as dollars and cents go. I'm talking about actual quality of the experience.
We have a section later dedicated and titled after a Ubisoft game.
Oh, I know. That game is great. But that game is also older, technically. That game is pretty old. So, and it also, that's a game that took a long time to get as good as it is.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, the last couple of Far Cry games, now this game, it's kind of like three possible clunkers in a row.
Don't count it out, though. It's going to rise from its grave.
Are people still playing The Division 2? Is that a thing still? I honestly don't know.
I'm sure it is.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Well, you can't play all the Ubisoft games. You just have to find the one that's right for you.
And I did, I guess. Although.
Right. How do you want to shoot things?
Right. Like shooting, yeah.
We give you all these different options of how you want to shoot things. Yes. You just pick one. We don't really care.
Yeah.
You can buy the other ones if you want, but.
They still get our money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll play that soon. I mean, really, I would have played it this week, but Borderlands is still a thing. So
it's crazy. It's crazy. You're going to be playing that game until we're all dead. Which for me won't be that long.
That's fine. Why would I not if I enjoy it?
I don't know why not.
Well, shooting's so much better this time around.
Yeah.
But the guys you're shooting, not so much.
No, they added more of them. More different kinds.
I like more different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bag on it. Long live Borderlands. That's what I said.
Yes. Yes.
What else we got this week?
We have Trine 4 came out.
I feel like that's something they would have sent you. Did you get it?
I did not. Okay. I have not. I did not play any of Trine 3, I don't believe.
I'm going to search my mail right now for Trine. Trine. Ooh, no. No Trines. No free tryins.
Oh, well.
I like previous tryins.
No, those are all good games. I mean, I think I just never got around to three.
Trine is fine.
Perfect. Yeah, it's got an 80 on Metacritic, so they
put that on the box.
They're keeping up with themselves. One game I did order that I just ordered actually right before the show was the new Yooka-Laylee game, Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair. It's
congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Enjoy that.
I will. I will enjoy that with Emmeline because it's a 2D platformer this time around for the most part. So that is very in her lane at the moment. And she enjoyed watching me play all of the original Yooka-Laylee.
Fantastic then. I see something else on this list that looks like it's in your lane.
Burger Time Party?
Yeah, that's the one. He's just jumping off the page at me.
I know. Yeah, my lane's very easy to detect.
Right. Did we see this at E3? It sounds familiar.
We did not get to play it, but we looked at it, yeah.
Right.
It looks cool.
It does look cool. Let me look at this shit. Images. What does it look like? Oh, what? Oh, yeah, it looks like Burger Time.
It looks like if Cuphead style,
right?
Style animation, but with Burger Time, but not Cuphead quality. Don't get that confused.
Right, exactly. I'm not a fan actually of this aesthetic. When they show like the original Burger Time pixel guy compared to this new dude, I'm like, that pixel guy looks pretty good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not a fan. I don't support this.
I don't know. I'm not against
it. Here's the picture. Look on the outline. That's the picture I'm talking about.
I'm looking right now. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like this guy on the left, the original dude, it's looking pretty sharp.
The original dude can get it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And this other guy, he looks like a real poser. That pee on his hat, that's for poser.
That's Petey Pepper.
Poser. Petey Poser.
I'll probably pick that up as well.
Right.
I think that's another one that I can play with the kids.
Let me search my mail for that one. Burger Time Party. Oh. No. Damn, no. I hate these false positives. All right. What else we got here?
What else came out?
I've been playing Pig Eat Ball. Pig
okay.
Eat Ball. Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. I was sent a code for that. I played like 5 minutes of it, so I don't have much to say, but that game is weird already. You play as a princess pig creature. It's a 2D game, almost like a top-down view. And at least in the beginning, you're eating tennis balls.
Gross.
And you have to eat all the tennis balls to clear the level. But to get through certain squeezes, tight areas, you have to vomit all the tennis balls out to get through the area. And then you have to re-eat your vomit-covered tennis balls. It's an interesting game. I'm going to have to play more of it.
What was that called?
Pig Eat Ball.
Good name.
Yes. Pig Eat Ball.
What else we got? I see John Wick Hex. Is out this way?
Yeah, I got a code for that. So, but we played that a lot at E3 as well.
We did.
So I've not got a chance to really dig into that, the full version of that yet. But that's a very cool little strategy game.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tropico 6, another strategy game, came out for Xbox One apparently this week, and we saw that at E3 as well.
Nice.
I like Tropico 5.
Tropico 6 looked really good.
That
E3.
I got a code for, I'm pretty sure. Wombat.
Oh, you really?
Like, I think Wombat got one too. Did you not get one?
I did. I haven't played it.
Okay. Yet. Okay.
Yeah. That wasn't one that was like, I didn't, there was no asking for that one.
No, that one just came.
That
was
really?
Like, pretty, yeah.
That was totally just, unasked.
Yeah. That was totally unasked.
I don't know that I got that. Interesting.
I can hook you up with mine.
You can't hook me up.
I know a guy, me, who has one.
Uh-huh. Great. Mm-hmm. Those are good games.
Yeah. I forgot that I had it. I got reminded when I saw it on this list. What else?
I'm playing something that's still under embargo, so I can't talk about it. It's not that exciting.
Oh.
Sorry.
What else? Is there anything else in your ship?
No, I think that's enough. That's a lot of games, like,
yeah,
of pretty high quality or at least good license.
Well, we're getting into the holiday funnel here. You know, we're right up, you know, Call of Duty's about to happen.
Mm.
That's how you know it's time.
That is.
It's the kickoff. All right, that's it for new releases. And now it's time for an old favorite, Harry's. See what I did there?
Yes.
New releases, old favorite. Right.
Very clever.
Why Harry's? Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. They've cut out the middlemen, manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's been honing precision blades for a century, which means you get high-quality blades at factory direct prices. And the best part is that there's no risk to you for trying them out. If you don't love your shave, just let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Wombat, what do you like best about shaving with Harry's?
You know what I like the best about shaving with Harry's? I like that the blades really do work, which I know sounds silly, but for a guy like me, most of my life, blades on my tough beard, hard to get through.
Your fur.
Yeah, exactly. But with Harry's blades, they really are really good quality blades that remove the hair on my face like a knife through butter.
That is a visual.
That's, well, you know.
A tasty visual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/keg. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip. 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/keg to start shaving better today. That's harrys.com/keg. Thank you, Harry's. And now it's time for news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk. Have you been getting it on or what?
I mean, this morning I did. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm talking about Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, I was talking about something else completely different.
You got laid on the Yom Kippur morning?
I guess, technically, yes.
That's too much information.
Well, you were the one who brought it up.
I was expecting you to demur and say nothing.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because it's Yom Kippur. God is watching.
Well, no, I needed something to atone for. Although I guess consensual relations with my life partner is not really a sin.
Right. Depends what you did. Hey-o. All right.
Okay.
Have you been playing Rainbow Six at all?
I did play a little more Rainbow Six actually this week. Not a lot though.
How's it going? How are you finishing in like the on the
You know, because I've been playing so infrequently lately, the little bit I played over the weekend, I was very poor. Mm. And I don't think I played more than 15 minutes. So sorry, I'm lame. I don't know.
I'm very bad at Apex Legends, and it doesn't stop me from playing.
That is true.
Even though, did I talk about the new map? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
because I had won on my second match. I haven't won it yet. Again, it's gonna be a minute before that happens. But they've been doing a really good job of pumping out new content over at Apex Legends because they've got a whole Halloween event coming up, which is a return to the old map at night. And there's like after you die, you turn into a zombie and you can punch the other players and stuff. It sounds pretty good. So they're keeping it fresh over there. Unlike Anthem, which they can't give away on Amazon.
They keep making good updates though to Battlefront. So
I heard people like there's some new mode that people really like.
I actually played a little bit of that new mode.
What is it?
Pretty good.
What's it called and what is it?
There's a co-op mode that they added to it that I checked out. That's good. Although then I just went back to playing the regular game.
No, but that's not the. Is that the new special mode? The co-op mode?
There's a new co-op mode. Like they added more options to it. I don't know.
And what do you do in the co-op mode?
Same thing you did before.
But I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Ship.
I don't. We're talking about Star Wars?
No. Yeah. Oh, Star Wars. I'm thinking of Battlefield. Front.
Battlefield 5.
Battlefield 5. Battlefront 5.
I haven't played Battlefield 5 in a long time. But I like that game was good too. You know what my problem was with Battlefield 5?
No.
I didn't like playing as a Nazi, and I felt like most of the time, for whatever reason, I was always a Nazi, and I'm like, I don't want to be a Nazi.
Especially a Nazi that can't seem to shoot anybody.
Exactly. Well, no, I guess, you know, if I'm going to be a Nazi, I might as well be a bad one.
Right. You're rewriting history.
Exactly.
One game
at
a time.
I don't know. There's just something about it. I mean, I guess it makes sense, since we've brought up Yom Kippur about 9 times.
Right, I'm getting the connection.
That I would not want to play as a Nazi in a video game.
Right.
Even pretend. Even pretend in a fake world.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. I don't mind playing the multiplayer on the ally side, but the...
They should have an option, no Nazis.
Right?
No Nazi mode.
I just don't want to play as a Nazi.
I'm Jewish and I don't want to play as a Nazi.
Yeah, like it's not, you know.
Nazi for me. What?
It's just not my deal. That's not right. Like I don't mind playing as a stormtrooper in the Star Wars game. That's fun.
Right.
But.
It's too real.
Yeah. Actually, I prefer to play as the stormtrooper in the Star Wars one. Better uniforms.
Shipwreck, what do you want to say about Nazis?
I'm not into them.
Cool.
Yep.
So the latest news item here, the biggest one that almost everybody wanted us to talk about when I asked for CAG bag questions.
The number one trending topic on social media right now.
Is Blizzard suspended this Hearthstone player. There was a tournament going on in, I guess it was in China. And this guy who's from Hong Kong, after the match, like a post-match interview, said like free Hong Kong or something to that effect. And yeah, the announcers who were talking to him ducked under the table, as we talked about earlier in the show. And the player got banned from the tournament that he was in and had to give up any prize money that he would have won, and also suspended for a year. From participating again, which is part of their, you know, rules, I guess. The rules basically like we can suspend you for anything. It's basically, yeah, I read the rules. It was like, yeah.
The rule from what I gathered was the intention, I say in quotes, based on what, you know, Twitter says, so you know it has to be right, is that it was sort of a rule put in there to protect people from hate speech, like minorities and such.
Right.
And that's the rule they're using to say, oh, you're suspended now. Because, you know, the communist regime in China is, a protected group. Clearly.
And then did Activision put out? It's hard to, I'm getting confused because there was also something with the NBA with China, right?
So the coach for, was it Houston?
Yeah.
Kipper probably knows this better than I do.
I don't know the story.
Oh, he tweeted some support for a protest.
He's also supported Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And I guess Twitter. The NBA has a big partnership with China. Like they play games in China.
They do.
Sure.
Yeah. So he had to apologize. And then on the flip side of that, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, who I think is a part owner of Tencent, came out and was like, China rocks, Hong Kong stinks.
Uh-huh.
So I know people personally that were net season ticket holders that are getting rid of their net season tickets now, and they're sending emails saying, I used to love your team, but I can't support them anymore. Goodbye. Wow. So,
and yeah, Tencent has a small stake in Activision.
Yeah, they own like a 13% stake in Activision, and Tencent, I believe, owns China. So
right. I think it's smaller than that, but yeah, steak. I think it's like 5%, but
it's a big enough steak that when someone said something that would have offended Tensioned, that person got banned and fined and apologies were thrust about because that's what's most important to Activision and Blizzard, because they're a company that cares about money first and people second.
And then the same week, the South Park put out an episode that got them banned in China. And the episode was called Banned in China, B-A-N-D, about a band in China. I guess I haven't watched
it. And we're going to call this episode Free Hong Kong. And it's also going to get banned in China.
No. They wiped every reference of South Park off the Chinese internet.
Nice.
Because of that episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird. Did you read about this story? A man broke into Valve in Washington, into their offices. He stole $40,000 worth of equipment and games.
So what, one PC?
No, he had like a whole bunch of games. And he went to GameStop. This is the best part. Yeah, this is the most depressing. It gets worse, too. It's like this poor guy, like, obviously, like, if you're breaking into offices and, like, you know, maybe times aren't great for you, if this is, like, your life. So this guy's name, Shaputis is the guy, how you say his name? Shaputis was caught on camera selling the stolen goods to a Bellevue GameStop. He sold 43 games to GameStop for a total of $336, according to police. And then here's where, if that wasn't bad enough, Shaputis reportedly stored the rest of the equipment in his skillfully packed Geo Prism. That's where it got the saddest for me.
That is sad.
When I read about the Geo Prism. And they spell Geo Prism wrong in this, by the way. There's a Z in there, my friends. I'll correct that for you. So apparently he stole Gabe's, like, had some sort of minigun or something that he took. But yeah. All right. See, I'm all depressed now after reading about the Geo Prism. I think it's time to move on to Sony and talk about the PlayStation 5, because they did an official news drop with Wired today, giving them the exclusive, and we learned some stuff.
Not us, huh?
No, they didn't go with us. It was between Wired and us, and you know, we just didn't offer enough value at the last minute. It all fell apart.
Wombat, it just had that Patreon page up in time.
Well, no, that was going to be the launch of the Patreon. Was going to be my exclusive with Sony,
right?
And we really just couldn't agree to terms.
Sony didn't want Wombat to get rich off of their PlayStation 5 announcement.
Actually, they wanted me to get rich off of it, and I said no, thank you.
Oh, you're a man.
And that was the problem.
Huh? I respect you. I'm saluting you right now.
Thank you.
You know, I don't use the word hero often, Wombat, but you, sir, are the greatest hero in American history.
No, that's reasonable. That's the proper reaction.
Mm-hmm. All right, PlayStation 5. It's coming out. Holiday 2020.
You mean the PlayStation V?
Woo! So we've learned a few things. We've learned that there's a solid state drive, which we knew already.
We already knew that.
We knew that.
But how many games is that going to hold? Spider-Man and Spider-Man?
I don't know. It says they're going to ship the games on 100 gigabyte optical discs.
Mm-hmm. Nice thing about solid state drives is they're super cheap, right?
No. That's not. And they're usually like on the smaller side.
That's what I mean. It's not like you rarely see 100 gigabyte solid state drives, at least not at a reasonable price.
So in the article, I actually...
Well, you get much bigger than that. 100 gigabyte drive is very small.
I know.
So it was hard to follow through the article, but after, you know, I read about like the summary on Polygon, and then I clicked through to the actual article on Wired just to get further confused, sort of, because there was a quote where it says that the solid state drive will save crucial space. And I think what they're saying is because the drive is faster, the games don't have to be as large. I mean, you can't click through and read now while we record this.
So I'm seeing a solid state drive, an external 1 terabyte. which is a decent size.
Yep.
That's about $170 for an external, well, one that I'm looking at that sold at Best Buy. That's expensive.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, I know. That's, you know, a non-solid 1 terabyte drive is $55.
The prices are coming down, though. I mean, solid-state drives used to be insanely
expensive. Yeah, they used to be a lot more. I agree with you on that. Okay. I'm just like, how much is this going to affect the price of the console, and is it going to have enough storage on it to make it?
No, because the biggest clue to that is that in this announcement, in this article, Cerny starts like having this feature about, hey, you'll be able to delete single player campaign
right
when you're done with that, and that's okay. Like, that's,
so what are we thinking, like 500 gigabytes or 1 terabyte?
No, 1 terabyte.
You think they're gonna launch with a 1 terabyte solid state drive? Because it's not terrible. I mean,
that's less than 10 games.
It was not an intentional pun.
Right.
But yeah, again, yeah, it's how many games? 8?
So I have some clarification on my earlier statement about the space saving. Mm-hmm. Because traditional drives are slower, games often will duplicate assets.
Sure.
And they said that because this drive is faster, they don't have to do that anymore. So it says it adds up.
But they're just going to add more fill up that space with other crap.
That's like what it says. It says
you're going to get your ray tracing, you're going to get your more fidelity, you're going to get higher resolution, everything. Like, so it's going to fill that space up with other crap. I agree with that.
Right. It says that in the article, it says it leaves it up to the developer whether they fill it up with other crap or not, basically. That's not a direct quote, but that's the gist of it.
That's pretty close.
By the way, did you see the GameStop quote, GameStop Corp quote about the PlayStation 5 disc console?
Yep.
Like, hold on, where is that? I got to find it. Oh, yeah, here it goes. The 2020 holiday season just got better with today's PS5 announcement. Congrats, PlayStation. We can't wait to help support the new PS5 disc console.
I'm sure they can't.
Right. Did we mention it has discs? Did it mention that it takes discs?
Did you see that thing that came out this week that showed the cut that publishers get on digital games versus retail disc games? How much more they get?
How much more who gets?
How much more the publisher gets, as opposed to, you know, because there's the retail cut and then
don't have to sell it at a GameStop.
Yeah, when they don't have to sell it at a GameStop.
Is it like 30%?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
It was significant. So,
yeah.
You know, just saying. You think they'd be going, trying to lean more towards digital and away from... But who knows?
Disc console.
Away from the disc console.
It's just
so I'm wondering on the solid state. Back to solid state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they'll be able to still support non-solid state drives, and that they can then partition the crucial stuff to the solid state, and you'd still be able to run games off of like an external drive,
like save your games to an external drive but run the games in the solid state drive.
Yeah, I mean, and that's similar to how a lot of PCs are set up currently. I mean, you have your operating system and everything boot up on the solid state drive, and then you keep all your non-critical stuff on normal hard drives, because that's just the cheap way to do it.
That's what I do.
So that's how I'm rolling too. I mean, there's no question that solid state, both Sony and Microsoft have said they're going solid state for the next go round. It just makes sense.
Sure.
That's modern computing.
As long as it's, you know, I guess my only concern is how cost prohibitive is that going to be? Is it going to be, you know, is a $600 console now a $700 console because it has a solid state drive?
They're not going to put out a $600 console. I think that everyone's learned their lesson. Right?
Have they? I don't think anyone learns lessons.
Some Sony executive said specifically the console, there's been a long tradition of the current console winner not winning the next generation. Like, so
sure.
He's acknowledging the fact that they don't learn from their mistakes. So hopefully he's saying that they're not going to
make stupid mistakes. Or he's saying that they know they've already lost, so why bother? You know, we're just going to do what we want.
Right, we concede victory.
It's our time to be stupid, guys. Let's go for it.
Right. PlayStation V. Holiday 2020.
Also, they just had a lot of executive shakeup over there, didn't they? So
yep.
Did the exec that say that, is he still there?
Oh, it wasn't Sean Layden. It was somebody else, I think. Some other tidbits that came from this PS5 announcement. The controller, the new DualShock, is going to have adaptive triggers and haptic feedback. So adaptive triggers will simulate, you know, shooting different types of things differently. So, like, you'll feel
It changes the tension based upon code in the games.
Right. So, like, pulling back, you know, shooting a bow and arrow could feel more like shooting a bow
and arrow.
How much tension can they really build into that fucker? Like, a good amount of tension?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Sure. What about if I, like, get, like, carpal tunnel playing these games?
You could turn it off, I'm sure.
I mean, I already have carpal tunnel. How about I get more carpal tunnel? And then there's the haptic feedback, which the guy seemed pretty impressed in the Wired article. Said, like, it really, you know, with the new improved speaker and the haptic feedback, it could really, like, simulate ice and sand, things like that.
I did enjoy the speaker. I do enjoy the speaker in the PlayStation 4. I thought that was one of the better things they did.
Definitely.
So I'm glad that they are doubling down on that.
How about a microphone in there, motherfuckers?
I was just about to say the same thing. But
how about an always-on microphone that's constantly monitoring what we're doing in our homes?
I already have like 7 of those.
But Sony wants to know. Don't you want to share what's going on with Sony? What's wrong with Sony? You sharing nothing. With everybody else?
I don't know. Sony, am I sharing with you?
It's your old pal Sony. Come on. What's up? What's going on in Wombat's house? Why does a PlayStation have a voice like this? I don't know.
I think it's what the PlayStation would sound like.
Yeah. These guys seem to be yelling a lot. A lot of yelling. Why are the kids up so late? Turn it off. You can shut off that feature. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
I shut it off.
That's another one you can just delete if you want to.
Yes, save space.
Basically, you're gonna want to like center your life around how you can save space on your PlayStation 5.
Because it's just so it's at such a premium.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be that way on Xbox as well. Like, there's no getting around this. If we're gonna have games that can ship on 100 gigabyte discs, there's going to be a premium on space.
Right.
There's not going to be installing 500 games on your console like what we currently have going on.
And no one's going to announce a $600 console, right? Can we just agree? Mm. Can we agree that
I wouldn't put it past them.
It's never worked out. It doesn't work out. We've got the data. The data is there. It's solid. Like, a lot of people went through it and made purchases and to compile this data. It's in. The facts are in.
How much do you think these controllers are going to cost? Are these $60 controllers?
Probably. Minimum.
But didn't Nintendo...
Well, I know minimum. Wombat. That's not the question. The question isn't, are they going to sell us controllers for cheaper than they have? Right, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a 65.
No, because doesn't Nintendo sell their Pro Controller? Wasn't that a $70 controller?
Nintendo.
Guys, and you know, with the success of the Elite Controller, and I think these companies would feel pretty comfortable charging a lot.
Don't say $100 for a controller because that's stupid.
70?
70 totally.
I think 70 is the limit you could push. I'm still going with 65.
Could you sell me? Yeah. I agree. You don't want these things to be. I really like the concept of the like the Elite controller, where you have a, you can buy a $60 controller, or the, of course you can buy those for like $40. But if you want,
well, now better, you can. You couldn't do that at launch.
Right. But I'm saying I like the idea of like two levels of controllers that are first party, you know, standard and luxurious. I don't know. That's just me. And apparently a lot of other people did too, because they sold a lot of Elite controllers.
Not to me.
Not to you, but...
Are we surprised that 2020 is when PS5 is coming?
Nope.
That was anticipated, I think.
I think we all thought that was going to happen. Nothing about this announcement is a surprise or a shock or a revelation, other than I can't believe that they're actually going with a V instead of a 5.
Right. At Darwin
thank
loves
you for humoring me. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's okay. Yeah. We like it.
Uh-huh.
It's not too late, you know. They could still, you know, it still be called technically PlayStation 5.
It would. That's where I'm going with it. Yeah. Really, we should set up a meeting about this. Bring sandwiches.
Right.
Think about how many more hours are wasted on meetings trying to name the next Xbox.
Oh, so many meetings.
What do you think they're going to call it? The Xbox 2?
How many hundreds of thousands of dollars of people sitting in rooms to name this next Xbox?
Oh. And they're going to call it the Xbox II?
What do you call the next one?
I mean, they went with Xbox One. I assume that means they want to go with Xbox 2.
No.
There's no way. Xbox One X, Xbox
2X.
They don't want a number because it's going to sound really low compared to... That's going to sound low compared to
PlayStation 5.
So it could be Xbox 2K. No, that's lame. How about Xbox Forever? Xbox Forever.
I think that's the classiest name. Do they stick with the code name and call it the Xbox Scorpio?
No. Scorpio is this one.
What about just Xbox? Oh, yeah.
No, because there already was an Xbox.
That doesn't matter anymore. This is Xbox Remastered. Theoretically, why do you have to put numbers on these things? You're going to buy an Xbox. Okay, which one? The good one. I'm going to buy the new one. The Xbox.
Right. But that's the confusion.
But it doesn't matter. The confusion doesn't matter, really. Right.
But they're not going to just call it Xbox. Xbox Supreme. That's it.
Then they would have to pay the Supreme people.
Oh my God, there's a giant fucking raccoon right outside my door. Oh my God.
Get it.
I'm going to take a picture. Zoom in. Oh my God.
Ooh, exciting. Maybe they should call it the Xbox Raccoon.
He's going to poop there too.
The Xbox.
Go away, raccoon. Oh, he's looking right at me. He doesn't give a shit. I'm going to videotape this.
He's going to hate you.
Raccoon. Be gone, raccoon. Oh, he's not doing anything. I'm going to throw
some. You got to tap on the.
He can't see. I'm going to tap him on the glass. I'm going to tap on the glass. Hold on.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, he ran like a motherfucker. Oh, wow.
That was exciting. So what would you call that? Did you ask the raccoon what he would call the new Xbox?
Oh, I should have asked him on the way out. I think they can't see so well through the glass. Until I just got right, because even when I got up and ran towards the glass, he didn't do jack shit.
Did you get good pictures?
I think so. Video. It made me sweaty, that whole experience.
That doesn't take much.
I put the lights on. I put the lights on the back. You know, they fucked up my lawn again in the back. So I've had the lights shining. I don't have a camera there yet, but I ordered the new Ring camera that's coming. That's coming out at the end of this month. And I'm hoping I can tie that in with like the lights, with like the motion sensing. That seems good. Good luck. Thank you. Because these nature encounters. Yes. The raccoon probably took a big shit on his way out. I literally scared the shit out of him, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to Apple Orchard.
Sure. Yeah, they've got new games on Apple Arcade already.
Oh, they do? What did they add?
They added the game that I played. It's called Pilgrims. It's an adventure game, kind of like a little adventure game where very like, I don't know, you're finding items, but they are represented as playing cards. So basically you're building your deck of items that you can like present to the different characters in the game to play little cutscenes to try to progress the game.
Hmm.
It's very cute. I'm enjoying it. It's by the same people who did like, what is it? Botanicula? How do you pronounce that game?
Count Chocula? Caligula.
Yeah.
Botanicula?
Botanicula?
Baba Booey.
I don't know how you pronounce that game.
RoboCop.
It's by, the name of the company is Amida Design. They've made a bunch of well-received games in the past. So I'm still pleased with my Apple Arcade experience. I finished off Pinball Wizard since last week.
Nice.
Good job.
Check out that picture of the raccoon I just posted into the show thread. Look at that motherfucker.
That is a raccoon, all right.
Yep. He's healthy.
Yep. It's good.
Looks like he's eating something, not pooping, though.
He was eating something. I ruined his dinner, for sure. His breakfast, rather. But I don't like those guys. Being so close to the house freaks me out. And their poop is not good for you. It's toxic.
Don't eat it.
But sometimes you might be outside eating something and it falls on the floor and you pick it up and eat it again. And it fell in the poop and now you're dead. Trying to avoid that.
My problem is that I don't have enough raccoons around here.
No. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying it's time for the CAG bag. That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. Question from @code601. Are AAA games a dead genre? Have not been inspired to play one in many years.
Well, that A, it's not a genre. And B.
Good point.
AAA, it's not a genre.
No.
And B, they're still technically the best-selling games out there.
What he's saying. They're derivative often because most of them are sequels.
Sure.
Because AAA games are expensive to make and risky.
I don't know. Is Apex Legends considered a AAA game?
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
Then there goes your whole theory out the window now, doesn't it?
Did it start as one? I'm so confused at that one.
Apex Legends?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a direct, straight up, free to play battle royale game. That's an answer.
Made by EA. I mean, that's Respawn. As AAA as it gets.
Yeah, Respawn. It's AAA. Yeah. It's not. But I know what he's saying. He's talking about. But
I don't think he's talking about that.
Spider-Man is an example of a you know.
That's fine, a AAA game. That's
fine
really
AAA
about.
Game. Mm-hmm. There are fewer, far and fewer between for sure, I think. But
maybe the AAA games that he was into back in the day just didn't get sequels.
Which is possible. I mean, he's allowed to not be inspired by any. That's fine.
Sure.
But no, it is not a dead genre.
Right.
Because as we already established, it's not a genre.
Right. There's a lot of people playing Borderlands.
Yes, there are.
Whether they like it or not. There's a lot of people playing Borderlands.
By the way, on my friends list, which is pretty big, a lot of people playing Borderlands, very few people playing Apex Legends, which I was surprised because it seems to be doing well.
How many people playing the Ghost Recons?
Zero.
It's weird, right? Or maybe not.
Zero. Well, you know, they're on the long tail over there. I'm going to use the long tail phrase completely incorrectly like everybody else and say
I know, I was going to say, that's not what you wanted to say.
I know, but everyone else uses it wrong. I want to use it wrong too. Why do I have to be the guy that says karaoke and uses long tail properly? That's not fair. I want to just fucking say whatever I want.
It's an evergreen game.
Right.
Just hasn't bloomed yet.
Right. At Hoop Crow Kruger writes in and says, when taking out books from the library, aren't you concerned that the person that previously took out the book that was reading it while taking a dump? That's why I only buy books that I want to read. I know that I'll be reading my copy on the toilet.
That's ridiculous.
The people aren't pooping in the book.
That's stupid.
Don't
leave your house if that's really how you feel.
I mean, that's a Seinfeld episode, but
yeah. Yeah, there's more poop on the door handle to the bathroom itself than on your book.
I feel like when you're reading a book in the toilet, you put the book down. When it's time to wipe, you put the book down. You're done reading.
You tear a page out.
No. You're done. It's time to wipe. You close the book, put it down. And
in the urine.
In the urine soaked floor and poop soaked floor. And then wipe and then pick up the book with your shit hand. Mm-hmm. And just smear the shit all over the book and return it to the library immediately.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I prefer to get my books from the library.
Yep.
Vitaly something. Me and my friend just started a podcast. Did I answer this one already? Maybe not. Maybe in my mind. Me and my friend just started a podcast. What tips would you have for us and any new podcasters starting out? Well,
Do it 17 years ago.
No, it's not a good tip.
That is a great tip.
No. You can. Here's the best tip. Google CAGcast production tips. I'm going to make sure that still works before I say do it. Yes.
He wants listeners. He doesn't care about quality.
That's not what he says. This is what talks about that stuff too. This is all about the production. I give you tips on the production to make it sound good, and equipment tips and general podcasting tips as well. It's very short and sweet.
The best quality in the world isn't going to get people listening to your
show. He didn't
show.
Ask that. That's not the question. Maybe he doesn't care if people listen or not. Maybe he just wants to put out a good sounding show.
He's asking you, how do you get people to listen to the show?
He's not asking that at all.
Yes, he is.
Okay. I mean, for some people, you know.
What? It's a hobby on using electronic equipment? Is that? That's
yeah. I mean, look, when I was a kid, I would get like, well, I didn't have a video camera, but like my friends would get his dad's video camera and we would make like funny videos. And it wasn't because we thought we could make money off the videos or anything like that. It was just a fun thing to do. We watch them and we would think it was funny. So why can't that be with the podcast too? I think there's plenty of people.
I do think that's, if that's his reasoning for making a show, I think that's great. Sure. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But based on the wording of his question, I think he wants your tips on how do you actually make a popular podcast.
I have no fucking clue. Start a popular website and piggyback off that.
That's a good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but seriously, Google CAGcast production tips. That's going to help you out a little bit. At Clixby writes in and says, I genuinely want to know if you're running faster still. I think that's an Orange Theory question. He's also British, so I clicked on his Twitter profile, so there may be some like syntax there that I'm not getting. I'm still running a lot. I go like 2 or 3 times a week, so I haven't had the mile test yet, but I'm looking for my next mile test. I'm shooting for 7 minutes flat. So we'll see if I can do that. But I don't know when that's going to be. Wait, there's codes just popping up in this outline for video games.
Yeah.
While we're talking. You hooking me up with the John Wick code?
I did.
Is that for Epic Game Store?
That is for Epic Game Store.
Fantastic then. Thank you. Wow. Look at this. Things are happening. And we're done with the show. So I get to go to sleep. Everything's
my favorite
fantastic.
Part of the day.
Yeah. So, of course, let's remind everybody to redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Why wouldn't you do that? Also remind you, follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, and at CAG Deals on Instagram if for some reason you want to get deals on Instagram. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Brett's done.
Go away, raccoon! Oh, he's looking right at me. He doesn't give a shit. Raccoon! Be gone, raccoon! Get him! Oh, he's not doing anything. I'm gonna push him. You can't see. I'm gonna attach him on the glass.